Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Nair saves me so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams. My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Okay, guys, welcome to another episode with two... Edwin, I can't
you get
have
your to, shit together.
Like, Edwin, this if I'm gonna be your fucking boss.
Well, if I had a mic that if I had one of those holder for the mics,
whoa. When did they become our boss?
I guess now.
Oh yeah.
But I want you guys to know what we're like. They have a light, they have the little holder for the mic. We have no light. We're having to hold our own mics.
Well, I feel like you guys are used to holding shit.
But also, you know what?
Once a week.
You know what? Pay your dues.
Well, that's a great introduction to the Ed's podcast.
Yeah, yeah, because we haven't even gotten to the point where you said your name.
Okay.
Welcome to another episode of
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Judge and Tamara Mellencamp. No, that's not right. And then I wonder why you won't let me do the opening.
Yeah, you can't ever do the opening. But we, not only are we in San Francisco right now, and we are... allowing our husbands to participate in the live show. But the reason that we've decided to extend this olive branch to them is because we have a very exciting announcement. We are introducing, and then we'll bring you in and let you guys start talking. But let me get this out, because I'm sure you guys wouldn't be able to do a proper pitch at this point, right? Okay.
They don't even know why they're here.
They don't
even,
yeah. They're like, what?
We
are going to introduce the Ed's podcast. It will be with Edwin Ariave and Eddie Judge, because they met their perfect match with wives, Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge. Once Teddy and Tamara became the twats, the Los Maridos wanted in on the action. We bring you the Ed's. The Ed's are open books, ready to answer any questions you guys have. It could be marriage advice. It could be questions about us. It could be about their businesses, because as much as we give them a lot of hell, they're both entrepreneurs and they have pretty incredible backstories and the things that they've overcome in their life. And I mean, they both married up. So
you were just going to slide that in.
So yeah, that's going to be the Ed's. You're going to get it on our Two Teas in a Pod stream.
So let's welcome
the Ed's. Da-dum-bum.
Are you going to do the radio voice like that?
I'm going to have to work on it.
Yeah. I think we have to.
Yeah, we're going to have to work.
Now, I'm going to ask you, when you open your show and you're like, welcome to another episode of the Ed's. I am. Whose name is going to be first?
Yours. Because mine is EDW.
That's actually not how alphabetic order works. Edwin Ariave, your last name is an A.
Okay.
And J is the second.
Well, then I'll go first.
So if you guys are getting asked the hard questions, because that's going to happen on the live show, it's going to happen on the podcast, are you going to think about our feelings first before answering them?
What are hard questions? I don't know. What's a hard question?
Okay. Who would you rather bang?
That's a stupid question.
Camera or Vicky Gumbleson?
My hand.
Wait, I'm second?
He'd rather bang his hand than you, Tamara. They're really going to keep our...
I didn't understand the question. Can you repeat the question, please?
I misunderstood the question.
Yes. You're going to need to focus if you're going to be a talent for
us. We're going to speak truth. Mm-hmm. It's standard over feelings.
Yes.
I have absolutely no idea what that means.
I understand it.
That means that even if your feelings get hurt, we're going to talk truth.
Yeah.
But then what do you mean standard over
feelings? The standard is the truth over feelings.
Oh, okay. You guys
are
so deep.
They're too smart for us.
Listen, Eddie at breakfast today was explaining to me sustainable clothing. And I was like, halfway through, you don't want to know. Because I got a whole thing about how coal is not sustainable, but gas is.
Natural gas. All kinds of natural gas.
We're bringing some brains into this, guys.
That sounds like a riveting conversation.
Listen, we're going to make sure. So we're going to ask you guys we're going to throw you a couple softballs for your first introduction into your own show. What is your one tip to any of our listeners to a long-term marriage, like what to stay married?
I always say doing new things, experiencing new things together, whatever that is.
Like having sex once a week?
No, that's not new. That's been going on for a couple of years now. No, I'm talking about experiencing like dirt bike riding together for the first time. The most recent one was it's cheesy. I'm not getting it because it's cheesy, but we were driving home from Big Bear in the middle of a snowstorm, and I've never been in the middle of a snowstorm, and she hasn't either. So
we have a lot of firsts.
Little things like that. Yeah, it doesn't have to be like first time in Bora Bora. Well, that was a first for us too. Just anything.
Open to trying new things and not getting complacent.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm frightened for Edwin's answer because the last time somebody asked him anything about me and what his favorite part about me was, his answer was Teddy is organized. And if that doesn't make you want
to
jump somebody's bones.
Yes.
I actually have a new one for you. I would say what I love about Teddy now.
No, first answer the first question.
Oh, the first one. Like, I'm trying to keep up, guys.
What's the first question?
Give me
a break. I would say
you have to be resilient because no matter what, you're going to have to go through some tough times, right? Marriage is not easy. And you just have to be resilient and know that it's a temporary discomfort when you're going through some bad times, and things will get better if you work on it. If you don't do something for a long time, you'll eventually dislike it. So as long as you work on your marriage, it'll get better, right? Nothing stays the same. You're either going to get better or you're going to get worse.
That's kind of like business.
Yeah.
You're going to have your downs. You're going to have your challenges. You're going to have your speed bumps.
Now he's comparing a relationship to
this. Great. Sexy.
Just keep doing your part and we'll keep doing ours.
Okay. Our part? What part are we adding?
What part does that mean?
Yeah. What part is our part in this marriage?
We'll need sex at least twice a week.
At least. That's not asking much.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. It takes so much time out of your day, and you may cut yourself by accident. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Not only do I love my Nair, my daughter Slate does as well. My mom used to let me Nair when I was her age. But it was not the best smell back then. But now, Nair smells so dang good. Nair will save so much time. And the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams.
Like I said, they all smell amazing.
My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. I also recommend the Nourishing Oat Milk and Vanilla Body Cream. I swear, the scent lasts on your body for hours. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
I don't know if that you know this, but I shared that we started using cock rings on the pod.
Oh, did you? I didn't know that.
I did.
That was hard for me the first time.
I know. It really made him uncomfortable at first.
Wait.
My arrogance came out a little bit on that when I was like, do I not satisfy you without one?
How do you use a cock ring?
Okay, so you put, what do we call it? Pinky?
It's pinky.
It's pinky. What? So they're disposable, just so you know. There's no cleanup after.
But the other thing is pinky. I'm just trying to clarify who you're calling pinky.
Clear. Because wee wee pinky?
No, but like, listen, little pinky baby. Pinky. No, it'd have to be called purple.
Oh, no, it's called purple.
Hey, she calls it pinky when I get out of the cold plunge.
Where's pinky? It's like, where's Waldo?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, look at that little baby there.
Oh,
that's our little cutie. That
I'm just jealous because you don't have one.
It's fun size.
No, but truthfully, about sex, I think it's about changing things up a little bit. And this was a thing that, like, he was always thought, like, oh, no, we would never need to do this. Why would we do this? And then I just was listening to this podcast. I think it's called Sex with Emily or something like that. And
And
she was talking about it and how incredible it is because you can have inner O's and outer O's at the same time.
Okay.
O's.
And the thing's just vibrating on your thing.
But let me ask you a question.
On your thing.
Let me ask pinky? You a question.
Pinky. It's vibrating on both of our pinkies.
Okay. Was it hard or embarrassing to introduce that into your sex life?
Well, at first I thought it was going to be hard. But then he just...
Did you just come home and say, hey, babe, I bought you a cock ring?
No. We were about to have sex and I said... I listened to this thing on the podcast. Can we please try it? I want to know if it is going to be more fun. And now the days that we don't have it, he's like, where's Pink's?
Do you buy Pink's in bulk?
You do. You buy a 10-pack from Amazon. So you have to be very careful.
Are you going to put that on your Like to Know It?
I did. It was one of my best sellers 2 weeks ago.
Do they come in Magnum size?
Who are you asking for?
For a friend.
you hiding something from me?
But I think that's another thing. It's like having, you know, I think you guys should come to them with sex questions, marriage questions, business questions.
Wait, are you guys excited about this podcast?
I can't speak for Edwin, but I'm excited because I get to do something new again, another first together, and this is going to be fun. I'm really going to enjoy this.
Are you going to throw a little Spanish flair into it. Will you speak Spanish on your podcast?
I will speak to you whatever you want me to
speak.
Well,
you're not speaking to me, baby. You're speaking
to... Hold
on.
Can you guys have a little conversation in Spanish and let's make sure that you're not frauds?
We want to know that you can speak Spanish.
I want you to say, apparently, welcome.
This is our dog and pony show right now.
Well, say that in Spanish, Tim. Yeah, I want to hear that.
Bienvenidos al show de los Eds.
Donde te damos todo lo que querías.
Oh, keep going.
Say, you guys are so hot, we can't wait to bone your brains out.
Ustedes son tan...
Estamos tan calientes que ustedes nos van a querer coger.
Oh. Wait, what did he say? He didn't say...
I don't think he said it. I don't think that's what he said.
Todo lo que tienes que saber es que me vas a dar cabeza y es todo lo que quiero.
What? Wait, Kate, do you speak Spanish? Then why are you laughing?
How did they know that?
Do you guys want translation?
Yes.
I think you need to translate.
I said, we're so freaking hot, you're gonna want a bonus.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I hate to break it to you. You're going to have to do this without us. So you guys are going to have to bring the energy, the fun.
Well, what happened to shadowing? You're supposed to shadow for like a month.
Yeah,
like
totally.
It's part of training. When you train someone, if you don't just kick them out and go. You have to like shadow them.
Listen,
help them out.
You're just going to throw us in the deep end. And
it's part of duplication, guys. You're either going to be good at this or we'll find some other husbands to do it.
You guys can do it. You're Spartans.
You know what? You love to try to
That was
things.
My high school mascot, by the way.
Was
Spartan.
It?
Yes.
In all honesty, we are very excited.
Wait, that was mine. No,
really?
Mine was a tartan. I was a Spartan in middle school.
You're
a tartan?
You're still a tart.
Yeah, I was like the tartan plaid.
I have no idea what
Glendora.
That means.
Once a tart, always a tart.
You went to Glendora?
I went to Glendora.
So when I first came to the U.S., the home that got raided was in Glendora.
The home that got raided.
Wait, you lived in Glendora?
Yeah, for 2 weeks.
In a home that got raided?
Raided?
Yep.
You guys have to get into all of your backstories because remember,
Eddie was in a home that got raided too.
I ended up
in a foster home after that.
His parents went to jail. Like, all of it. You guys, it's time to get to know each other. Go deep. But listen, can you do us a favor?
Eddie's never talks about his upbringing.
And the other thing I remember about Glendora. My first day of school, I cried all day because I was the only Latin kid there. Everybody was blonde.
When I lived there, it was pure white.
That's all I saw.
It was a big Mormon town. There's a big, giant Mormon church there. There was a lot of money there from, the Mormon community.
We must have pissed off all the neighbors with all the helicopters and cops that came to our house. That's why they kicked us out.
Well, we have a friend that is a detective, and he goes after like cartels and drug runners. And he said a lot of them are in Glendora.
Those are my stomping grounds for 2 weeks.
For 2 weeks? Do you remember what school you went to?
Well, when I ended up in the foster home, I ended up in a school in Hollywood. It was called Santa Monica Boulevard Elementary School.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. A lot more Hispanics there.
Yeah.
You guys have to ask every question that you have for the Eds. I know that Eddie has never shared his story about some of his
childhood. I just say one thing? Eddie got an award in school for losing your accent. He purposely tried to lose his...
get rid of my accent.
Get rid of his accent because he was made fun of and bullied in school for... He came from Mexico.
Yeah.
That's pretty sad.
So you guys, there's a lot of content there.
I was in ESL till the eighth grade, guys.
You were
even
what?
Though they just look like ESL. Pretty faces, they have a lot to give. So make sure that you guys tune in to the Eds. You will get it two times.
From rags to riches. That's what their podcast should be called.
From rags to
bitches.
Hold on. did you say from rags to riches, married
riches.
To bitches? Thank you guys so much. We are so excited for your new pod because if you fuck it up, it's going to be a hard time at home.
Story of our life.
Yeah.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women. Creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection. Obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.